John Picanso. I'm the Chief Information Officer with the Colorado Department of Agriculture.
We talked a little bit about brand states. That was your topic here. Can you tell me first, what is a brand state and how many are there?
Technically, there's 15 states that do one form or another of brand inspection. And those 15 states do have legislative statutes in place that require proof of ownership be conducted when that animal either changes ownership or, in some cases, for brand inspection, they have some travel requirements to fulfill.
You talked a little bit about some of the proposals, and this is under the working group here that you're going to report back to USDA, but tell me about the proposal for an electronic brand certificate.
Currently, there are several states that do have fully implementable electronic brand inspection systems. I think what we need to differentiate is a brand system where we have ownership attached to that brand and is all that information electronic versus inspections that occur in brand states and is that information electronic. So now we try to focus on not so much the ownership for that brand, but more on the identification of a group of branded individuals and how they move out through the commerce of these states.
What about the infrastructure that's existing in these brand states, and how can that support tracing efforts?
We have a lot of brand personnel located in all these states out here in the western U.S. Their primary job is to prove ownership on branded animals, if you will. They're out there with producers every day. They're out within the industry every day. They know a lot of internal operations of the industry, whether it's a very specific process, business channel, to something that may look a bit suspicious. We've got a lot of ag personnel wrapped around brand inspection out within the western U.S., and this is what we refer to as our infrastructure. It is ground personnel that are already in place that could help with some very important traceability issues that could arise within the U.S., not just within the western U.S.
You did a comparison between NACE and the brand states. You compared differences and similarities, and you talked about how you can bridge the gap between the two of those. Can you explain that?
We recognize within AIS that this is any information and data collected through the system of NAIS is to be held confidential, private, and secure. We do know that information located within brand states is public record, and this gets back to the statute of ownership, and most ownership information on the brand side is deemed public record. So here is a gap. If we have public information, electronic data, can we combine it with information that we now know is sensitive and confidential? So that's a gap discussion that's ongoing. Secondly, we have some brand states that are electronic and some states that are non-electronic. We know NACE is a fully electronic system, and that's what it was built for. So how can we trap more of our manual processes and information into an electronic state and blend it for traceability over on the NAIS site?
Now, next, would you tell me about the Brand States Working Group, when your final meeting is going to be held, and what you hope to report out to USDA at that time?
This working group was assembled in late December 2006. And because of the breadth of the committee's responsibilities, and by that I mean we had animal health officials that have responsibility and traceability. We have senior brand officials that are capable of assisting with traceability, but their primary function is proof of ownership within these brand states. And lastly, we've got a huge technology gap to really try to fill. Because of those three requirements, Dr. John Malsby, who is a state veterinarian for Colorado, is a working chairman, as well as Mr. Sam Wilson, who's a senior brand official with the New Mexico Livestock Board, and then myself as a technologist working in program areas for many years around traceability and epidemiology. So we anticipate that in October, and we've marked the 19th and 20th of 2007, is to complete this important work of this working group committee and get some draft final recommendations developed there in Reno, Nevada, and get to USDA shortly thereafter our final report document of how brand states can complement, extend, and support traceability through NAIS.
All right. Thank you, John.